Perhaps the most dominant storyline throughout B'Shalach is that B'Shalach seems to be this training ground between leaving Mitzrayim in Parshas Bo and the acceptance of the Torah in Parshas Yisro, and how the Jewish people are able to get from point A of leaving to point B of accepting the Torah is through B'Shalach. And all of the events, all the things that happen throughout the Parsha, how they go, the events, Amalek, Ashiras Hayam, it all adds to this journey of getting ready to accept the Torah and be the Am Segula. And perhaps one of the most fundamental parts of this journey and lessons that were learned was that of the Mun. There is so much we learn about the Mun and about what it means to rely upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the aspects of the Mun we know was that they got exactly what they needed. They would gather the Mun, and when they measured it as an Omer, what they got, if they gathered more, they didn't have extra, they gathered less, they weren't lacking. They got exactly the right amount, regardless of how much they accepted. Well, then the question becomes, if they got exactly what they needed, if it always ended up at the same amount, what was the point? What was the point in going out, as Moshe Rabbeinu says, and requiring them to go collect, to go out in the morning and collect it early? And Rav Hirsch, who understands the entire system of the Mun, in a way of our understanding of what does it mean to rely upon Hashem, to earn a livelihood, to be involved in that pursuit, Rav Hirsch explains the following. He says that as important as it was that we got exactly what the amount given to us, it was still our responsibility. That the man's daily falling into that from the heavens taught us emuna, absolute emuna and confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem will every single day provide us with what we need. And at the same exact time, the Torah does not want us to think to deny or negate the need to actively pursue and to not just rely on miracles, to be involved, that effort, even minimally, require the Bnei Yisrael to go out, to do the work, to collect the food, the money, so to speak, for the person's family. You can also note, and it tells us that whatever went uncollected, melted. The Chizkuni and the Sifarno both note that the people had to be very vigilant, they had to go out in the morning, to leave home early enough to collect everything. The Ibn Ezra writes that they will go out before Netzacham for sunrise, because as miraculously as this was, you need some effort. You can't sleep in, so to speak. I'll get it later. I'll wake up a little late. I'll figure it out. This, the Mun, the aspect of the Mun and the journey of helping the Jewish people get from point A of leaving Mitzrayim to point B of accepting the Torah happens through B'Shalach, and it happens through the understanding that not only will HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day provide for us, forever and always, that Hashem will give us what we need and it will be exactly what we need, but that we have to also understand that we are involved and we have to give the hishtadlus, the balance between effort and bitachon. And while we do this in our everyday lives, the Jewish people did it on a national scale when they left Mitzrayim and collected the money.